Some of the Pacifica Network's 5 radio stations today. The hour-long radio magazine was removed from Pacifica by its producers after a long battle concerning staff and programming changes at this radio station, WBAI. Over the past several weeks, an agreement was reached to head off several lawsuits aimed at WBAI's parent organization, the Pacifica Foundation. At the heart of the lawsuits was the stated goal of ensuring the independence of local stations so they could operate free from restrictions imposed at the national level. Under the terms of the agreement, a new interim national board was formed to serve for 15 months with a mandate to democratize Pacifica and to reestablish the foundation's mission. That interim national board is headed by Leslie Kagan, who was among the guests on today's edition of Democracy Now!, which WBAI did not carry live. WBAI's Paul DiRienzo has prepared this report on the Democracy Now! Program and the broader issue of bringing democracy to Pacifica and to you, the listeners.
Let's take a listen to what WBAI is playing right now.
I'm sure it's us.
That is our system of law, our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of that.
That's not my voice. What's going on here?
Film and TV producer Michael Moore expressing surprise at hearing the sound of WBAI producer Clayton Riley speaking instead of hearing Democracy Now! Goodman's program originates in New York City at the studios of Downtown Community Television, produced for 5 months under the title of Democracy Now! In Exile. Bob Daughtry has been general manager of WBAI for the past 3 months. Daughtry says he had planned to run Democracy Now! Later in the day, but when he heard the program, he decided its producers had strayed much too far from their mandate.
Well, it was not scheduled to be broadcast on WBAI this morning. I had been informed on Friday that Democracy Now! Would be airing on the satellite at 9 a.m. this morning. We had programming already scheduled, which we were reluctant to change the scheduling for regarding this morning. However, we did tape Democracy Now! And we were going to air it later in the day. After hearing the program, I don't think the program was about what it purports to be about. It's, they say Democracy Now! The War and Peace Report, but at least half of the program was basically an attack on WBAI, an attack on Pacifica as far as this recent settlement is concerned, and as far as just airing the issues and grievances of the so-called banned and fired.
Daughtry also says he's concerned by the apparent radical changes in the way Pacifica has run its stations for the past 50 years. According to Pacifica's bylaws, says Daughtry, the chair of the National Board has no direct power over programming, hiring, and firing, or other day-to-day decisions made at each local station. But Board Chair Leslie Kagan made it clear on Monday's Democracy Now! That she sees the board as playing a major role in programming and other local station decisions, despite Kagan's acknowledgement that Pacifica is facing an almost insurmountable fiscal crisis.
We also, though, have a whole host of other tasks, including really doing an evaluation of the programming at all 5 stations. And how is the programming meeting the mission, or how is it not? And how do we begin to get programming back on track to bring the voices onto the airwaves that Pacifica needs to be broadcasting?
Daughtry says Kagan's position is drastic and unsupported by the terms of the settlement agreement.
It's never happened before. The board of directors has never been involved in making programming decisions for the Pacifica stations. It's absolutely unprecedented. Certainly the board should be involved in oversight and should be concerned about the overall direction of the organization and what that means programmatically as well as with respect to other operations. But it's absolutely unprecedented that board members or a chairman in this case has said, you will play this program, you will play it at this time to the 5 stations.
WBAI General Manager Bob Daughtry isn't the only staffer with an opinion on the matter. After discovering Democracy Now! Is not being aired at WBAI, a phone call was put through to WBAI Public Affairs Director Jabelle Fay, who responded to guest Michael Moore. Fay says it's not enough for Kagan to send a memo. That notice of an order to carry a program must come from Interim National Director Joanne Meredith, the person empowered by Pacifica bylaws to supervise local station managers.
Hello.
This is Jabelle.
Hi, Jabelle.
Yeah,
hey, it's Michael Moore.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Hey, good. Hey, I'm on the show Democracy Now!
Yeah.
And, people aren't able to pick it up in New York on WBAI, and it's supposed to be on. This is the first morning it's back on Pacifica, and it's like a great day, and people can't get it.
Who told you that it's supposed to be on?
Well, there was like, I read about this board meeting or something. The Pacifica board ordered it on to all the stations.
There has not been one single written paper from Pacifica that would urge us to play.
They didn't get the memo then, right?
No.
Can I get a fax number right now from you? And we'll I think these guys, you got the memo here, Leslie?
We got a memo from Leslie Kagan, but we're waiting for something from Pacifica, not from Leslie Kagan.
But she's the president of the board of Pacifica.
Well, maybe she should order Pacifica to send us a memo if she's the president of the board. You're telling me Leslie Kagan wrote a memo. I'm saying that memo is not enough for us to put it on the air. Now, Leslie has the right to go to the executive director and say, okay, do something about this thing. How about that?
Right.
Well, if I could jump in for a second. Hi, this is Leslie Kagan.
Yeah. Kagan explains what she sees as a procedure for demanding that Democracy Now! Be carried.
My understanding is that the acting executive director of the Pacifica Foundation did contact each of the station managers to also make sure that they knew that the national board, the interim board, had met and had discussed this. So that communication went both from the national executive director and from the national board. That should have been enough. I don't think, in fact, we need to go around and around at this point on this show. The decision of the board was very, very clear, and it was communicated through several different vehicles.
WBAI General Manager Bob Daughtry tells his side.
I received a memo from Leslie Kagan that was under my door Friday that came late Thursday evening. The memo stated that Democracy Now! Would be back up on the satellite at 9 a.m. on Monday morning, and so I was apprised of that. I had to make certain assumptions based on the memo because it didn't, all of the processes that would normally be involved in either returning a show or putting a new show on were not outlined in that memo. And I guess in part that's because the board members don't have any actual experience in running radio stations.
One of the central issues of the Pacifica dispute is what the former dissidents, now in the majority, call the return of Pacifica to its original mission, a position often criticized as vague. Another hot issue is often called democratization. Daughtry says he's committed to opening the stations to more listener input.
We're all interested in democratization, so democratizing Pacifica as a phrase doesn't scare me. And the whole point of the IPNB, the Interim Pacifica National Board, is to come up with new bylaws and policies as long as it can get the two-thirds vote or the balanced majority votes that are required in this recently agreed-upon settlement. The whole point, then, is to look at the existing structure and see how they may further democratize that structure and hopefully make the organization not only more accessible to people, but also bring in more listeners and make it work in a more efficient fashion.
Former interim program director Bernard White was also a guest on Democracy Now! Monday morning. He's a leading member of the group calling themselves the Fired and Banned. White says it's only a matter of time before WBAI is returned to how the station sounded before December of last year, when then-station manager Valerie Van Isler and her hardcore supporters were fired by Pacifica National Director Bessie Wash.
They're moving as if there has been no settlement, that they have not been told that they are to play Democracy Now. I don't know exactly where this is going to go, but I do agree with Juan. It's one of these pockets of resistance that will eventually be reversed. They will be taking Democracy Now. The Fired and Banned will eventually be returned to WBAI.
Daughtry says the Fired and Banned issue happened before his watch, but referring to those programmers he has suspended, Daughtry says they can eventually come back.
What we want is good radio. And what does that mean? That means that our listeners and our listener supporters are well served from the programs that are done. And who are our listener supporters? Well, they made themselves very known in the last pledge drive that just ended in November. We raised $1 million. We're very proud of that. And our mission, our goal, is to continue to bring the kind of programmatic fare to those listeners, blacks, Latinos, and whites, who have supported WBAI not only in this recent drive, but over the years. We want to, that seems to be a growing audience, and we want to continue to grow that audience.
Let me ask you one last question. Here's a tough one. Do you expect to be here a year from now, 15 months from now, when this board is over?
That is a tough question. I hope if I am here a year from now that it will, in looking back, we will realize that the settlement was an instrument and a point of departure for a new and invigorated Pacifica, and not a point at which a grudge and revenge became the focal point for an organization that is in even deeper trouble at that point.
Bob Daughtry is general manager of Pacifica Station WBAI in New York City. The Pacifica National Board is meeting in New York City on January 11th, 12th, and 13th. A session open to public comment is scheduled for Friday, January 11th at 6 p.m. The location of the meeting has not been determined. WBAI listeners are urged to attend. Tune in to WBAI's morning program, starting with Marjorie Moore weekdays at 6 a.m. for updates on the meeting's location. You can also call 212-209-2800 during the day for more information, or go to www.pacifica.org. For WBAI News, I'm Paul DiRienzo.